Okay, so I think last we left off, we've been finishing up talking about Chela Sheyesh Bei Sakana, and we started to go through different specific situations which we can assume that it is a Sakanas Nefashas. So we were talking about a Makah Shel Chalal. We're talking about a Makah that comes from inside, that's affecting something inside your body. And the Chaber gave you that it's from anywhere from your teeth and inwards, and your teeth are considered part of it. That's considered a makah shel chalal, and you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. And he said also the Chaber is talking about how badly does it have to affect your inner evarim. So he says if you're just in pain, so just pain is not lav davka that that's considered just because you have a stomach pain. Or some sort of pain coming from inside your body, that doesn't mean that it's considered a makah shel chalal. It has to be that one of your evarim are actually having makah in it. It's affected. And we were struggling a little bit exactly. Okay, so how much pain would be considered that you can assume that one of the, you know, you don't know, you can't always run the test that you know whether the guy's in a matzav of sakranas nefashas. So the Be'alacha, I think, went through that. That if someone's in a lot of pain and it's coming from one of his inside of arm, so then you can assume already that that's already gets you into the suffix, Sakanas Nefashas, which you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos also. Okay. Then, I don't know if we got into this, but we'll run through it quickly in Siv Vav. So it says, we're going on to other types of makas that are considered sakanas nefashas. So the Sivav says, makas al gav hayad, the gav haregel, a makas that comes on top of your hand. So obviously we're not talking about a little cup, we're talking about a real makas that's on the top of your hand, so or the top of your foot, that's considered a makas that's sakanas nefashas. He says also, if a wild dog bites you, or one of the, you know, something that's poisonous, will attack you, then that's also considered it's like a makas shel chalal, and then you'd be allowed to be mechal Shabbos.
Aren't most pains not kikar
panfish? Yeah, regular pain, yeah. Most pain is not considered...
Stomach aches.
Right, exactly. Most of it. So, but if a guy is having a serious stomach ache, and you're not sure if whether his intestine, what's affected inside, you're not sure, so then Be'er Halacha gave it to you. But yeah, generally, you have to know that you know, one of the evarim inside are inflamed or something, you know, there's an actual real makah inside the evarim. So that was one. So then in Siv Zayin it says that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, a makah that comes through barzel, iron. If someone gets hurt by barzel, so that's also considered a makah that's a sakanas nefashas. And it ends off that also somebody, valmishi yesh boy kadachas cham b'yoser. Oyim simur. If someone has a very high fever, that's kipshute what it means. It says oyim simur. So the Mishabrua says that what does cham b'yoser mean? What's cham b'yoser? Hu hanikur b'loshen Ashkenaz tifus.
Typhus.
Is that typhus?
Yeah.
Is typhus a high fever? I guess. Yeah. The chedaima. So he says it's like typhus and chedaima like that. That's considered. A sakanas nefashas if someone's very hot. And what's this other case? Im simur. If somebody gets a fever with simur, what's simur? So the Mishabrua says that it's when you're freezing and you're hot at the same time.
Right. It's called fever.
It's like we have the flu. Yeah.
No, so he says like this: La fuke kadachas hamotze sheba mitchila akriras. He says not like the regular fever that first you get cold. And then afterwards you get hot. That's not a regular fever where someone gets cold and then he gets hot. That's not considered a sakanas nefashas. But he says that if it comes at the same exact time that you're freezing cold, you're also boiling hot. That's considered this with simur, which is considered a sakanas nefashas. So Ramosha has a shayla about what's considered a fever, which is. Gets you into sakanas nefashas. How high does the fever have to be that, in order for you to be considered a sakanas nefashas?
My guess.
So Ramesha says that it's 102. Once somebody hits 102, that's considered sakaras tefashas, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. He says, and if the chayla is very much in pain, and he's only 101, then he says that's also considered. You can be mechal Shabbos for him also. You know, if he's telling you, listen, I'm not feeling good over here, and he's only 101, that's also considered a makah shel chalal. Would be considered a makah that's sakaras tefashas. Okay. Then, okay, he says if somebody, and then he talks about somebody has eye pain, where he's having secretions from his eye. Yeah. You know, either if it's blood or constant tears or
not pink eye or something.
So it could be, yeah. I mean, that doesn't say exactly what, you know. Something's coming out of his eye. He says that you can be mechal Shabbos also because that can be.
Babies have, you know,
mucus
type
thing.
Gross.
Right, so it's just regular. I'm saying, if you know, sometimes babies have just a little bit of, like a tear duct, like gets stuffed or something, so then they have mucus, but it's nothing dangerous. It's just, but if it's more real than that, so then it would be sakaras tefashas. Okay, so, okay, there's a few other things, but now I want to get into the next category. So really, until now, we really have three categories that we spoke about. There's sakaras nefashos, which is bohol, which is where it's imminent. Something has to be done immediately. That's sakaras nefashos. Then there's also a sakaras nefashos where it's not bohol. It's not like the person's going to die in a second, but the person is certainly in a matzav of sakaras nefashos, and something has to be done with him soon. Doesn't have to be the second, but something has to be done. And then there's a suffix sakaras nefashos. All these three categories really are more or less the same halachas. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, whatever needs to be done, you know, can be done. And that's all the tshuvas that we spoke about. They're all basically the same halachas. Doesn't matter suffix or not suffix or sakaras nefashos. Well, the only time it's really going to make a difference is when we spoke about this machlekes the Ramah and the Taz about whether, you know, if you have a choice to do it with a katan or a gadol. So the Taz says you should do it. The Taz says you should be doing it with Gedolim, which Ramosha Paskin's like, and the Ramah says that no, it's always better to do with a Shinoi, but the Ramah's going to agree that if it's Bohol, that you have to do it, then you don't take any considerations in, and you just make sure you save the guy. So that, there's not really major Chilukim. But now we're going to get into the next category, which is called a Chayla She'en Bei Sakana. Okay? So
in the most relevant.
Which is hopefully it's the most relevant. So then, or even less.
Not for professionals, for regular people.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
My guess is mutter.
So here we go. So in Sif, here's where we start getting into a little more, we have to split the hairs a little bit more. So Sif Yud Zayin, that's what we're holding. Chayla Shanafel Machmas Cholyav, in the Mechaber, yeah. This, we're starting with the Mechaber. Chayla Shanafel Machmas Cholyav L'mishkov. Simen Shinchav Ches. Shinchav Ches Sif. Yod Zion. We're talking about a chayla that's nafal machmes chayv l'mishkov ve'ein by sakana. So now we're out of the category of chayla sheish by sakana or safi. The guy is, for sure, this is not a life, or even a shayla, whether this is going to be a life, a sakana safashas. So he says, but he's nafal machmes chayv l'mishkov. He's in bed. Or the Ramah says, o'yishyesh le mechus shemitztar v'chalim in a kol gufay. Or his entire body's in pain. His whole body, everything's aching, everything's weak. Sha'az afapi shahailuch, even though he's actually walking, but his whole body's in pain. So it's kenafel mishkav dummy. That's as if the guy is nafel mishkav. So either, so the same category is chayl shem esakana, where a person's lying in bed, he just can't, he's nafel mishkav, or the person's entire body's in pain, even though he's walking around, but his whole body's in pain. So then, what's the halacha? So this is what the Mechaber says. Aimrim la'ena Yehudi lasis le'refuah. So you can tell a guy to do refuah. You can tell a guy to do what you need to do. And the Mishabruah says that you tell him, afilu b'malacha da'araisa. So a guy can, this guy is nafal mishkav, whatever, he's in, so he's a chodeshim esakonis. So you can tell a guy to do whatever the guy needs for refuah. Mishabruah says not only for refuah, but also for other things that he needs. So he wants a good meal. So even though, he doesn't need that to get better, he doesn't need the guy to take his medicine, but it's still he needs food, so the guy can go ahead and do any malacha d'araisa also to make him food and anything that he needs.
Rashi?
Yes.
Didn't you say that we're discussing now a kol she'ein bo sakana?
Correct. We're talking about a kol she'ein bo sakana, but still a guy is still, you're allowed to tell the guy to go and do an iser malacha d'araisa in order to help him. Because again, it's only a guy. So you're not doing it yourself, you're telling a guy to do it. So that's okay. So that's when the Mechaber starts off. And then he says like this. He says, Aval ein mechal lovas ha-shabbos b'issa d'araisa. A yid is not allowed to be over an issa d'araisa in order to help out this chayla she'ein by sakon. So that much a yid is not allowed to do this. So that's one thing's clear. When we're talking about an issa d'araisa, a yid is not allowed to be over an issa d'araisa by chayla she'ein by sakon. A guy is allowed to be over an issa d'araisa. Then the Mechaber adds in, afilu yesh by sakonas ever. Even if the person is in danger of losing a limb. So you have a yid, he's not a sakonas nefashis, but one of his limbs he might lose it if you don't do something. Wow. Still, you're not allowed to be oiver and issa d'araisa to save that person's limb.
You should get a guy to,
yeah. You get a guy to, a guy can do whatever you want. A guy can basically do whatever you need. Whatever you need, food, refuah, but a yid is not allowed to be oiver and issa d'araisa even if the chayla is going to lose a limb. Now,
he has an infection in his limb that requires amputation. If you don't amputate, the infection will spread through his entire body and kill him.
So the Mishabrua says that Sivkatan Memtes, if you're following, says Aver, Ein Lilbusiv Vavasiv Tes, the Yeshivarm Shane Gale Pkuch Nefelshus. There are certain Avarim that if the guy loses it, then he's in danger of pikuach nefashis. So then, of course, in that case, then that's considered a chayla sheish be sakana. About that, then you're allowed to be over in nisur daraisa because then you're in that ballpark. But if it's just an aver, which it's not in suffix sakana, so it's not going to bring to sakana nefashis. So then you're not allowed to be over in isur daraisa. Okay, that's the first step. Now let's get to the next step. Now let's get on to Yisurei Derabanan. So you see that you have to know what's in Yisurei Derabanan now. So now if you want to help this guy out, you got to know all the Lamatas Malachas and what's considered the Derabanan and what's considered the Derabanan. Okay, so but Mechaber is assuming that you know all that.
What's driving?
Derabanan.
Driving should be the Derabanan. Because there's fire.
You're creating a fire and you're burning gasoline.
Okay, so l'chalav yisrael b'issa d'rabbanan be a dime. So let's say now you're not going to be doing yisrael d'rabbanan. You want to do this. You're not going to be doing yisrael d'raisa. So now you want to talk about yisrael d'rabbanan. So here he brings a few different shitas. L'chalav yisrael b'issa d'rabbanan be a dime. Yesh matirin afilu ein by sakonas ever. So the first shita is very makel. First shita says that if you want to be over yisrael d'rabbanan, even be a dime, and be a dime here is meaning that you're not doing it with any shino, you're just going to go do the Issa D'Rabbanan, no problem. He says you're allowed to do that even if there's no sakonas aver. So you have a chayla she'ein by sakana. The guy is neifel mishkav or his whole body chol imenu kol gufay. So that type of person, even though there's no sakonas aver, the first shita holds that all Issuri D'Rabbanan are 100% mutter. So you're allowed to go and do Issuri D'Rabbanan. First son. And that's what the Mishabur speaks out. If you look at Sivkat Nun, Issa Darabanan, Hainu Kol Ashvusim, all the Darabanans, Vafilu Beloy Shinoi. You don't have to do a Shinoi. You can go ahead and do them as you would during the week. Yeah, because as far as the Darabanan were never Geyser, the Darabanan were never Geyser, are the Yisurim. B'makam chayli. So that was their side. Now you look at the next mishnah before we go on. So the mishnah right away picks up on this lashon that the mechaber says that even if there's no sakana saver, it's like the mishnah. Let's say there is a sakana saver. Dem yesh by sakana. This is in Sivkat Nun Aleph. Dem yesh by sakana afilu rak leaver echad lachol adayus mutal yisrael achala b'chol shvusim rufuasai va'afilu ena chayla klal chol aguf. So remember, we're talking about, when we talk about a chayla shein by sakana, we're talking about a chayla that is either nafal machm, right, nafal machm chayla mishkav, or he's chalim and a kol gufay. But let's say you have a guy who's in danger of losing a limb, but he's not sick. He doesn't feel sick. He's not nafal mishkav. What about that guy? So zokta mishabrua, that guy, a person that's in danger of losing one aver, he says everyone's going to agree that a yid can be do isur derabanan, can be over isur derabanan.
I mean, it doesn't matter how he feels. If he's going to lose a limb, even if he's feeling great, so
right. That's the Mishnah saying. Even if he's right. Danger of losing a limb, as long even if he's not chayim and kol gufay, you can still as long if he's in danger of losing a limb, isur derabanan are 100% fine. So that's okay. So now let's get back to the machaber. So that's the first day of holds that as long as the person is a chayla she'ein bo sakana, even if there's no sakana's aver, you're allowed to go be over yisurei da'abara. Now let's get a little more nitty gritty. V'yesh aymrim. Then he brings another shita. V'yesh aymrim. Shem yesh bo sakana's aver aysim. Then ein bo sakana's aver ein aysim. So then the next shita holds that says no. It's too broad. It's too makel. Only if a person is in danger of losing a limb, then you can be a yid can be over yisurei derabanan. But if there's no sakonas aver, so then you cannot be over yisurei derabanan. So a person is.
You keep saying in danger of losing a limb. What about in danger of losing an eye?
Yeah, that would be considered. That would be considered.
That would be considered an aver or a tooth or hearing.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Yeah,
so if, he's talking about, when we say aim by sakana save, we're talking about a guy who's just, he's nafal mishkav, he's in a lot of pain, let's say, or he's chalim and a kol gufay. So that type of person, the second shita holds that you're not allowed to be ayvi yisur darabanan for him. A yid is not allowed to be ayvi yisur darabanan. V'yesh aymrim, now here's the next shita. V'yesh aymrim, this is the third shita. Shem aim by sakana save, Aysen b'shinoi. If there's no sakanas aver for this chayla shein by sakana, then you can do it, but you have to do it a shinoi. V'miyesh by sakanas aver aysen b'loy shinoi. So the third shita is like this: if the guy's going to in sakanas aver, so then you can be over yisur d'rabanan, and you don't have to worry about doing it with a shinoi. If there's no sakanas aver, so then you have to do it with a shinoi. So here is like the middle ground. You have the first shita holds everything's mutter, not everything. I mean. All these Yisur D'Rabbanan are mutter. As long as the guy is in the category of Chayla Shein by Sakana, doesn't matter if Sakana is or not, the guy is allowed, a Yid is allowed to be over any Yisur D'Rabbanan. The second Shita holds that it's way too broad. Only if there's Sakana is Eiver, then you can do any Yisur D'Rabbanan. If there's no Sakana is Eiver, regardless how much pain the guy is in, you're not allowed to do any Yisur D'Rabbanan. And then the next Shita says he splits the baby. He says no. If there's a sakanas aver, so then you can do it even without a shinoi. But if there's no sakanas aver, so then you have to do it with a shinoi. Okay, so that's the third sheet. And now the last sheet is the yesh aymrim afilu yesh by sakanas aver ein oisin like davar shehu nismach l'malacha d'araisa. So the last sheet holds like this: if there's a sakanas aver where the guy's nervous he's going to lose an aver. So then, you're not allowed to do anything, even if it's a derabanan, if it is nismach l'malacha d'araisa. I mean, it's very close to the malacha d'araisa. So there are certain malachas derabanan that are so similar to the malacha d'araisa that's what he's talking about. Sometimes derabanan make a gzera, you shouldn't do something because we don't want you to come to this and you want to come to that, and you know it's like a getter, more of like a getter type of thing. But then there's other things. That it's almost exactly like the Malacha D'Araisa. And the Mishabura gives an example.
How is it Darabanan?
Because, let's say, there is a Darabanan, let's say here. I'll give you an example. The Mishabura gives an example. He says, you have an Issa D'Araisa Kaisev, writing. You're not allowed to write on Shabbos. So he says, but there was a certain refuah that they would do some sort of coloring on the eye, like. It's makeup. I don't know what it's called. They put something on the eye. The Gemara talks about lichlos ha'ayin. They put something on the eye, and that would act as the refuah. So he says that's so close to kaisiv that then that's considered a malacha that's nismach malacha daraisa. You're writing, you're just writing on the eye. So he says, that's even though that's not nisa daraisa, but since it's nismach malacha daraisa, so this shita would hold that that if there's a sakonas aver, then you cannot even do those yisur derabanan. So you can't do any yisur derabanan.
Three levels, right? The
rice is derabanan, and so well, normally there's not. I mean, the other three shittas hold. There's no difference. There's no difference. Once derabanan is a derabanan, and the rice is the rice. Forget about this nismechlocha. This last shita holds that no, that there's really three madrigas. There's a daraisa. There's a derabanan that's nismech l'malacha daraisa, and then there's a rain of derabanan, just a regular derabanan, nothing to do with l'malacha daraisa. So he says, no matter what, you're not allowed to be over in Issa Derabanan, that's Nismach Lacha Daraisa, even if the guy's in danger of losing a limb. And this is, Udvarim She'ein Behem Semech L'malach L'Oysen Afilu Ein Bei Sakana Sever. So he says like this, Issa Derabanan are 100% mutter no matter what. Very interesting shita. Issa Derabanan, whether the guy's going to lose an aver, whether the guy's not going to lose an aver, it's fine, no problem, you're allowed to do it. Issa derabanan, which is nismach l'malacha daraisa, no one's ever allowed to do it by a chelosh shem b'sakon, even if the guy is in danger of losing a limb. That's what this last shita. So which shita do we go with? So the mechaber ends off with v'divrei hasfara hashlishis nirin. So the third svara, the third shita here, that's the one that we're paskening like. What's the third shita? The third shita is that with the shinoi business, right? That was the one that split the baby. If there's no sakana aver, then you have to do it as shinoi. If there is sakana aver, then you can do it even without a shinoi.
Isn't it usually the last one? Because you pass on the last one, no?
What?
Because the Yesh Omrim usually passing on the last one.
No, I think it's just when you have stam and the Yesh Omrim, then you go like the Yesh Omrim. But here, if you have four Yesh Omrim, and then
they're all equally
safe. Yeah, they're all apparently. Okay.
Everything with the limb, that's still in the realm of aimless sakana, but whether or not you can lose a limb.
Right. Well, if the guy is in danger of losing a limb, and that's going could affect sakana stavasha, so then obviously you're allowed to do what you're allowed to treat him like a sakana stavasha.
Right. Right. Now we're in a different next stage.
We're into the stage of where you have a sakana sever, where the person is not going to be in danger of losing his life.
It makes an affirmation of whether or not he's a Jew who's able to do a lacha. Their
raisa,
their banan,
right. Okay, now let's say Mishabura has to speak this out. Let's say you have a case where the guy's not in danger of losing a limb. The guy is not a chayla shem sakana, but there's one limb that's bothering him. One limb's really bothering him. It's not a knife of mishkav. He's not a chol menukol gufay, and he's not in sakana saver. Right now, we said if the guy has one, right? We said like this: if the guy has an aver, which is sakana saver, but he's not a chol menukol gufay, and he's not neifel mishka, but a sakana saver of one aver. So Mishabura says everybody agrees that a yid is allowed to be aver yisur dabanan to save that aver. Everybody agrees. Let's say this case. Let's say you have a guy who's not. He's not chal menukol gufay. He's not neifel mishkav, and he's not sakonas aver. But one aver is really bothering him. Are you allowed to do anything for that guy? So the Mishabruah says,
is that aver bothering him enough that it affects his whole body? It just happens that bothers.
No, him. It can't. No, it's not affecting his whole body. Just that aver is bothering him. So take a look over here. Sivkot nun beis. Aver, vadal ilbrish sasiv koifa, shu chaylish nafl mishkov shmitzar harbid v'chol mizah kol gufay. Aval, in b'chol gufay ain a chayla klal. The guy's not a chayla in his old guf. Rak shu chayla ba'echad me'ivarev. V'gam ba'oiso ha'aver in sakana. So the guy's not chayla in a kol gufay. He's not is sakana to lose at aver, but one aver is he's a chayla. L'kuli amo le'shari l'chalel ki im al yidei en Yehudi. Everybody agrees you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for him. A Yid is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for this guy. Even Yisur Da'abonon. And by the way, when we say Yisur Da'abonon, it means even when you do regular refuah, regular giving him pills, regular taking regular medication, that's considered a Isur Darabanan.
So
regular medication.
They'll have to figure this out before they go.
Why do they?
Why don't they?
Well,
on Shabbos they get a call, they go.
So they well, that's part of what that the dispatcher is supposed to try to figure out is whether there's a.
Well, even the dispatcher, they're busy being Mechal Shabbos.
Because when the call comes in, you know, the guy's having a heart attack or
okay,
this tumor.
Okay, but
well, I'm saying I think that's why there's I think there are dispatches that are going. By the way, I think they have that. And I think Varatzal, it could be that Yitz sitting with him, but the guy is the one that's actually answering the call.
So you're saying they won't give the call out?
Well, it could be they can answer the call anyway. I mean, it could be you can assume that the guy someone's calling Varatzal. They're maybe that answering the calls is something that's going to Zavashes. But I know it's always better to have a guy answer the answering the call and just have a Yid sitting with him.
Right.
But but here, so here we have, so a Yid is not allowed to do anything for the guy, give him medicine or anything. Only a guy. Vidgam, and even a guy, dafka b'davashu mishum shvus ba'ama. A guy is only allowed to be over Yisur da'abana. So here's we have the next madriga. The first thing that we said in the Mishabu, remember, the first thing we said in the Mechaber is that if you have a chilashim b'sakana, a guy is even allowed to be over Yisur da'raisa. Right, that was our first hakdama to this sif. A chayla shem b'sakana, a goy is allowed to do isur deraisa. And then we got into isur derabanan about yid being over isur derabanan. So yid can be over isur derabanan by a chayla shem b'sakana. Some say it has to be sakana zaver. Some say even not. Some say with a shinoi. Some not. Okay, now we're past that stage. Now we're at the next step where a yid is not allowed to be over isur derabanan, but a goy is allowed to be over, but only in isur derabanan, and that is in this case. Where you have a where an aver is sick, but it's not in sakana. It's not in sakana that's going to lose it. And why is a goy allowed to be over the issur derabanan? Why should it be different than an issur deraisa? So he says that the mishabu ends off. The oz ayidei any yehudi nasa shvus de shvus, because now what you have is this something called the shvus de shvus, which are two derabanans. When you have only two derabanans, there's special halachas. By a shvus to shvus, where you're allowed to get a goy involved. V'shari b'miktsas chayla. So miktsas chayli is a heter where you're allowed to tell a goy to go and do an issur derabana. Amir la'akam is a derabana. Telling a goy to go do for you an issur d'araisa, that itself is an issur derabana, right? You're not going to be over the issur d'araisa. You tell the goy to go drive you somewhere, right? So that telling the goy to do an isra malacha daraisa for your benefit, that in itself is an isra derabanan. So that's one derabanan.
The telling the guy part.
Telling the guy to do an isra malacha daraisa.
Okay.
That's one part. And then another. Then if you tell the goy to go do a derabanan, so now you have two derabanans. One, you're telling the guy to go do a malacha. That's one. And then two is that you're only telling the guy to do an isra derabanan. So that's mutter in specific cases. One of the cases is a miksas chayli, someone who's a little bit sick. So
our
this
case.
Guy, huh?
Our case, yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Our case, this guy is, he has one Ava that's really bothering him. He's not Nafil Mishkov. He's not in danger of losing the limb, but still he's considered in the parsha of miksas chayli. So if a guy is miksas chayli, you're allowed to tell the guy to go the Ava and Isidra Abon. So these are the different madrigas of a chayla she'ein by sakana. And, the last madriga, really, the last madriga is the halacha Shin Chav Ches starts off with. Shin Chav Ches starts off with Sivkatan Aleph, not the first one, I skipped it, because we were talking about Chilash Yesh B'Sakana. The first one says, Mi Sheyesh Lai Mechush Ba'alma. It's a little Mechush. A Mechush Ba'alma is just, he's a little sick. V'hum is Chazek V'Hailach Kabari, but he's fine. He's doing everything that he normally does. Asr lasis leishum refuah vafilu ayidei eini yehudi. Even a goy is not allowed to do anything for the guy. So this is the last madrega. So we have.
How about for himself? Can he take pills?
For himself? No. You're not taking. Not for yourself either. No. If a guy is not allowed to do it, then you're not allowed to do it. So
what's the level when you can take pills? You?
Actually, the Mishbu speaks it out that any time that another, when we say that another yid's not allowed to do it for you, you're also not allowed to do it for you. Mishbu says it. So, but here we're talking about a guy who's a mechush ba'alma. He's just a little sick. He has a little headache, or he just has a little heartburn or whatever. So that type of person, he's completely functional, completely fine, and so you're not allowed to do anything, even a guy. He's not even called a miksas chayli to get the heter of Amir La'akum for Isidir Abana Shvus to Shvus. So these are the different madrigas we have. We have a Sakonas Nefashis, Bohol, regular Sakonas Nefashis, Safik Sakonas Nefashis, then we have a Chayla Shemes Sakona, which is the Sakonas Aver. Then we have a chelish eimer sakana where there's not mechusar aver. Then we have a mechusar sakana's aver without a chelish eimer sakana, right? And then we have a mixas chayli, and then we have a mechush. So your first assessment when you have someone that comes to you on Shabbos, you have to figure which category am I in. Now that I'm in this category, now I have to remember the halachas that are negeir for that specific category. The last category, by the way, which I'll see if we get into, is let's say a person is completely fine, but he wants to take preventative medication. Mm-hmm. Preventive medication, let's say the guy just takes something for his health, just to keep him healthy, not because he's sick. Yeah. Vitamins, exactly. Vitamins, that type of thing. That would be after Mechush, is a person allowed to do that? And or also, there's actually another madriga, which is Big Shaila, about is pain considered a person that's in... Right. Because again,
you're probably not in danger.
Right, and here's the thing, that generally when we talk about refuah, we're talking about engaging in something that's going to make you feel that's actually helping the sickness. It's helping, right, the infection. It's helping something. Pain is pain helping? It's not just taking away the pain. So it might be a bigger kula because you're not.
I'll tell you, it's less of a kula.
No, because you're not. No,
not medicine.
The problem is the refuah is a problem. Refuah is a problem of Shabbos. Refuah is a problem.
Now that doesn't make sense to me for a different reason. Because
okay, so
the reason you can't use refuah is because you might grind it up.
Right. Okay. Right.
So then if you're actually
So that's as far as why not. That's why pain medication is in the same thing because it's the same zero.
Exactly. The same thing.
So that's my pain. But also another big thing is that preventive medication. That's also it's not for refuah. So the zikr akula, like if you let's say a guy knows that if I after the Shabbos meal I get heartburn. There's no shy. I'm going to get heartburn. So but right now he has no heartburn. Can he take Tums? So there's a heta. You can take Tums because it's preventative.
That's calcium.
But you're not. What's wrong with it? But you're not allowed to take Tums if you have heartburn.
Why not?
That you're not allowed to do because you're doing it's for refuah. Now that,
are you allowed to drink milk if you have a heartburn?
No, I've just had meat.
See, here's the thing, and now you're getting into another thing, which we might get into also. And the next thing is that if it's something that healthy people eat and drink normally, then even if you're doing it for a fuah, that can be mutter. Because this is something that's not nicker for...
Tums might pour into that.
Huh?
Yeah, calcium.
Well, Tums is not something people eat.
Sure it is.
But milk, people don't like food.
Right.
It's food.
Oh, you mean like apples?
I mean like you said milk. Like if someone's drinking milk, that's a normal thing that people drink, so it's not nicker that you're doing. Well, there's
and if you drink it and say, this is for refuah.
It's probably something else.
That might be different also. I'm saying that's something we can get into maybe in the future, but... I just want to point you. We're just going through the steps. So this would be the next thing. I know that when you're talking about Tums, there is a heta that these even medication that if you're not sick now and you're just taking it for preventative measures, or let's say a person knows he's going to get a headache every time he eats the chalent, he gets a headache. There was a guy that
and in Baltimore, he'd always have a.
He's lucky.
Something going on that before.
Right, after right? So he knows, so can he take it before? So then you're allowed to take it because you're not really taking it for a fool. So that's the thing. So that's one thing. Then there's pain, which is okay. Is that considered a chayla or not? Is that considered already you're taking it for a fool? Okay, so these things maybe we can get into.
All right, have a good one. Enjoy Baltimore. And.